da is a land that is by land day. And by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet.
The Day of the African Child was founded on a very sad note. It was on 16th June 1976. Black students from schools in Soweto, South Africa, decided that this will be the day that they call for actions in improving the quality of education for blacks. Also, they wanted to be taught in their language. Two simple things that will later cause the death of at least 100 of them and leave more than 1,000 nursing injuries from police brutality. The African Union named the 16th of every June to be the Day of the African Child, when there will be worldwide sensitization on the rights, opportunities, and challenges of the African child. The theme of the Day of the African Child 2019 is Humanitarian Action in Africa, Children's Rights First. Organizations and stakeholders in children's affairs will focus on sensitizing the society on the influence of humanitarian crises on children. Humanitarian crises result from natural calamities, tension, and man-made crises like armed conflict. Kenya has had its fair share of humanitarian crises, which have created obstacles to the progress of our children.
Some girls, like, they are from a poor background. Their parents are not able to afford the money to buy them pads, so they have maybe to use some clothes. They torn clothes and then they wear like pads. They're depressed by their friends, like they're cut. They are from a family which cut girls, and it's the government discourages the cut of female, but their community cuts it. So they're kind of traumatized. When they cut, they were bleeding so much, and to an extent they were taken to hospital to get medication.
The issue that has been a pain in the neck so much is the issue of defilement of children. You find it's a bit rampant, and the society sometimes does not bring out the information. And by the time the information gets our attention, either it is too late. You find even when we push these cases to court, prosecution is never successful.
The Humanium Organization Kenya estimates that 30% of children who have attained the pre-primary and primary school age do not go to school. 24% of them are between the age of 5 and 14 years. Factors contributing to this include child marriage, poverty, FGM, child labor, and insufficient infrastructure. The sad state of the African child has been an inspiration for Hope Foundation for African Women to bring change to the community. With support from well-wishers and partnerships with both local and international organizations, we have reached at least 5 million people in Nyamira, Kisii, Kajiado, Kiambu, and Kisumu with messages of peace and protection of the rights of children. From schools, churches, traditional and digital media, to law enforcers forums, we have advocated for priority in the protection of children's rights. We have discovered one thing: we need to listen to the voices of children.